Dear distinguished guests, dear ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, I would like to speak about a more specific subject or a more specific project, which is very important to the hunters, not only in Hungary, but I think in Central Europe. But I hope that I can give some messages that could be important for other people of interest too. So the question is that why is it necessary? So the woodcock is not a crucial species. Not many people knows what is woodcock anyway. So it's necessary. We have to answer that it is important traditionally because the woodcock hunting season is in spring during the migration period traditionally in these countries. But unfortunately, it is in conflict with the EU regulations, as the bird directive prohibits the hunting in nesting period or and in the migration to the nesting sites. So Hungary and the other Central European countries were warned by the European Commission in 2008 to stop this kind of hunting. We try to explain that it is our tradition and we made some efforts to convince the EC to accept this tradition, but it was not successful. So we had to find another way, which is the derogation. Fortunately, there are many possibilities for derogation, but we have to follow the rules of the derogation. It is very important, I think, that we should understand the ways of communication with the EU and the ways of problem solving with the EU. So I hope that this small project could be an example for that. So we know that the only possibility to choose the small number, which means that it is less than 1% of the total mortality of the whole population. And of course, we have to build up a very strict monitoring system. I think that this is one of the most important thing, the monitoring. We always speak about the facts and species and ecosystems and biodiversity and everything without knowledge. I took part in several EU projects. We actually do red data list of the Carpathians, and we face with the problem that we don't know anything about this species, even the occurrence and the population density. So I think we run forward, but we lock the basic data. Okay, so it is very important to us. So the tasks were to develop and test the workability of a long-term monitoring program of woodcock migration. This is important, so we have to monitor a species during the migration, not only breeding area or the wintering area, which is easy. It have to be done during the migration in spring and autumn, because they migrate seasonally. The dynamics of the migration to detect and evaluate the differences yearly and seasonally and so on. And after that, to estimate the migratory population in spring and in autumn, and to calculate the mortality, which is the crucial point in this question. Okay. Methods. I think this is one of the most important message. So we have to build up countrywide and long-term programs with broad corporations. This is quite similar to the Horizon issues and ideas. So we, in these countries, we lack the civilian initiatives. We lack the bottom-up processes. So that's why I think that it could be a good example, because it is a typical bottom-up initiative. So the hunters thought that it is important. They organized the countrywide monitoring process, and they carried out in the last 6 years. Okay, it is a very strict monitoring method. It is synchronous observation, based on synchronous observations of flying birds during the whole migration period. It's hard work without any salary. So enthusiastic volunteers do this work. This is also important, I think. They go out to the fields in every Sunday during 12 weeks in spring and 10 to 14 weeks in autumn, and calculate or count the and observe the animals. Okay, of course it needs a standardized evaluation system. This is our task. We elaborated this system, and this is the list of the different variables which were recorded. And of course, if you would like to be reliable, we have to determine the basic level of the sample size which is necessary to these works. We will discuss with the EU experts about these issues, so we have to be reliable. That's why we calculated the number of the size of the samples, and this is this 425 is the maximum level, which is quite good. Okay, these are the basic data of descriptive data of the woodcock monitoring. So as you can see, it works for 10 or 12 weeks, or it's a little bit longer in autumn. These are the number of the game management units. These are the observation points. It is higher than the requirement. And these are the records. That's quite many data. So I think that we could be proud of that. another thing which is important, that it contains 5 years, but we continue it in this year, and there is no decrease in the interest. So it seems that these people are interested in that, and they want to do something. So there is a clear willing in this project. Okay, this is the special distribution of the observation points. So it covers the main forested areas. It is woodcock, so it lives in forests. So it covers the forested areas of Hungary. It could be representative. Okay. Of course, when we like to discuss with different experts, we have to be very careful. That's why we determine we estimate the migratory population in population size in two different ways. This is the first one, in which we use only the numbers on in the peak of the migration. The second one, in which we count with the whole period, every estimations. And after that, we calculate the population density, and using the forest cover, we can estimate the migratory population. And also, we have a clear picture of the migration dynamics. So these are the results. If you can see, this is a spring in 4 years, spring results in 4 years. it is clear on a unimodal with one peak distribution, so it's quite nice. And it seems that there are some differences year by year. The 2013 differed from the previous 2 years. And as you see, this is a little bit more complicated figure because these are unimodal, but it is not. What happens? 2012 was a very dry year. The drought is important, we have heard about that. So as the woodcock feed from the soil, because for example the earthworms are the main prey for the woodcocks, they could not stop here in the Carpathian Basin. So they continued the migration. Okay, we don't know what is the influence of this to the survival of the individuals, because they have to stop here to upload the fat reserves, fill up fuel for the migration. Okay, so perhaps it would be wrong year for the animals. But as the 2013, so last year, was high again in density, we cannot say that there was a continuous decrease in the population. That is important. The other result is that there was a turn back in the last year. Why? Because there was winter during the winter come back to Hungary in March, so the snow cover stopped the migration and the animal had to turn back to Italy and to the wintering areas. Okay, it's a brand new system because everybody brand new result because everybody thinks that these animals migrate without any feedback. No. They adapt their behavior to the environmental changes. And of course, the different climate, different extremities in the climate will have an influence on the migration of these birds and on all of the migratory animals. Okay, this is the autumn situation. So it's we are not very happy with that because it seems that there are less animals in autumn than in spring. It is not possible because we are after the breeding season, so there must be more animals in autumn than in spring. What happens there? We have different ideas, I will speak about that, but it seems that there is not a clear peak. The variability is very, very high, and the period is longer. So we think that the monitoring seems to be long drawn out and more balanced. It reflects to a different behavior. I will speak about that. What can we conclude? The first conclusions are that no trends. The population seems to be stable, so there is no need for the restrictions of hunting. Hunting is accepted as a reasonable kind of use. Okay, there are different discussions about the state of hunting in these countries and everywhere in Europe, but by the decision of the European Commission, the hunting is a reasonable use. So let's not speak about the hunting. We have to speak about the conservation of the species. So if the population decreases, then we have to increase the protection level. Okay, but what are the basic data of this decision? The basic data derives from the Western European countries on the basis of the harvested quantities, the bag records. But if the animal stops here in Central Europe and they do not continue the migration to the Western countries, then they feel that there are less animals there, so they will initiate the increase in protection. But it is not no need for that. Okay? So that's why I think that it's an interesting result. You see that there was high variability in the observations, of course, because this bird has a very flexible migration. Migratory routes and the individual migration strategies are very different. So when we speak about biomonitoring, if you would like to understand the environmental processes on the basis of the monitoring of the species, then we have to know more about our tools. We have to know more about the behavior of these animals. Anyway, we will not understand the processes. Okay, the second observation, kind of conclusions, series of conclusions, was that as less observation was in the autumn than we required, our basic idea does not work, does not function. We have to explain why does it happen. For example, the observability is different in different seasons, and also the behavior can be different seasonally, because there is a fast migration in spring. The animals try to go as quick as possible to the breeding areas, but in autumn they have not this motivation, so they try to stay as close to the breeding areas as possible. So these are two different migratory behaviors. Of course, there are different migration routes, different activity patterns, and no roding, which is the courting behavior, no roding in autumn. So I would like to emphasize again, we have to know more about the species because we cannot decide anyway. And we will have bad conclusions. So we need other mortality estimations. Fortunately, the guidance document on hunting by the Council helps us. There are many results from different countries. We can say that the mortality is around 50%. So the mortality is more or less equal with the spring population. After that, we could calculate the spring population and the mortality, and also the 1% of the mortality. This is the Hungarian bag, and this is the ratio of the Hungarian bag to the mortality. The first result, which is it sounds good to us, that the Hungarian bag is very, very low, far below the limit, so there is no need to make any restrictions. The other result is here. So we calculated, we estimated quite huge number of the individuals, and actually we used only one record in the peak of the migration. If we use the whole migration period, then these numbers are much larger. If we compare it with the official data by the BirdLife International, which says that the breeding population is 10 billion up to 25 billion in whole Europe, including the European part of Russia, then this data seems to be higher. But I'm sorry, this is a very strict, the result of a very strict monitoring. And these general data, generally published data by BirdLife International, based on the educated guess of some experts. So I state that our data are closer to the reality. Okay, so if you see this data in the previous one, the numbers in 2009 are systematically lower than the others. Why? Because that was the first year of the monitoring, and we did not determine the monitoring rules clearly. That was the problem. So we let the observers observe the animals longer period, larger area, and so on. That's why the densities became lower. So if you speak about monitoring is not a single observation, not. Monitoring is regular, well determined, and controlled. So that was the lesson to us when we started it. As I mentioned, the bag is far below the limit, so we think that our derogation is successful. Is it successful? So we think that due to this low-end intensity hunting, the influence of hunting is negligible. And the spring hunting could be more tolerable for the population than the autumn hunting. It is less dangerous. Why? Because during the migration, the hunters are on special sites. They do not move, do not disturb the animals, and do not drive the animals in spring. So they can shoot to the animals that are flying only. In autumn, the drive hunt is allowed. So they can disturb the resting animals, all of them. So I think that it is a bad regulation, actually. The autumn hunting during the migration could be more dangerous for the population. Okay? So we have to make a more sophisticated regulation. That this will be our discussion with the council or the commission in the next period, when we try to explain that if we use special kinds of the hunting, special kinds of the harvest, then it would be better for the population. Okay, so this was my short presentation, so I think we achieved our goals, but of course there are some byproducts. On the basis of this regular monitoring, these observations, we can make a model of the migration, an animation of the migration, which is very nice, very informative to us. And this is autumn, it was the same, but from the other side. And I draw these arrows that try to show the possible migration routes. I drew it 4 years ago. And I'm very lucky because the ringing results and the new radio telemetry studies that were started in France, Italy, and Spain support our results. So we hope that we are close to the reality. Okay, I would like to thank all of the participants of the valuable help, because without these 1,000-2,000 hunters who carry out the observations, it is impossible to do anything. And thank you for your attention.